Stand by this episode of 90s Tunes Podcast with Avery and Lena. That's all I could come up with.
It's a good one.
Thanks.
It's fitting.
Thanks.
And what song are we doing?
Justified and Ancient. Stand by the Jams. Featuring Tammy Wynette by the band KLF? Or is it KLF or is it like Cliff?
Oh, I just said it as KLF, but I don't know. With them, who knows? It's a little hard to know what the band name is.
Okay.
Because they used to be known as the Justified Ancients of Moo Moo. Mm-hmm. They used to be called the Jams.
Uh-huh.
They went through other names, but at this point in this song, they were the KLF.
But is it KLF? But is it KLF?
Like, or Cliff, is yeah. that what you're saying?
It's just, there's no period in between each letter, so.
Yeah. I think it's KLF.
Okay, I'll believe you.
I don't know. We could find out if we like watched them being presented at awards or like called, but who knows? They were formed in the late 80s. Well, the first kind of reiteration of this band, they had different names, by the Scottishman Bill Drummond, who goes by King Boy D, mm-hmm. who was really involved in music. He was the manager for Echo and the Bunnymen. He was the co-founder of Zoo Records. He managed some other bands, but he resigned from his record label at the age of 33 and a third. And why that number, do you know?
Isn't that a record or something?
Yep, because there's 33 and a third revolutions per minute on a record. That's the speed of a record. And he thought that was a big age to kind of change his life.
Uh-huh.
He kind of made some music, wrote some books, and then he had the idea to form a hip hop band or make a hip hop song. So in comes the Englishman Jimmy Cotty, who was known as Rockman Rock. He was in a band that Drummond managed, so they kind of fell together. They went through different names. KLF became that in 1988, but. They did some like this road film that was never introduced, some singles. They were really good, known for like sampling other songs and like the Beatles. Their first album was called The White Room.
uh-huh.
And then in 1991, they remade their song Justified and Ancient. The song was 1987.
Yes.
First had a reggae singer and then they called Tammy Wynette. Now, do you know Tammy? Well, not know personally. I know.
Yeah, we go way back.
Yeah, but you know.
She was a babysitter of mine when I was
young. Tammy Wynette?
I know of her. I don't know if I know a lot of her stuff, but I knew that she was a big country star. So I was going into this thinking it was a country song.
Okay, yeah.
Which it kind of is. Like, she has that very country voice and it comes through on this song.
That kind of twang.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know her big song?
No.
Stand By Your Man.
Okay.
Stand By the Jams. Married to George Jones for a while.
Okay.
Monstrous relationship.
That's unusual.
She's also the voice of Hank Hill's mom on King of the Hill.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
One of the guests on King of the Hill was Yasmin Bleeth.
Okay.
Who was also on Baywatch.
Oh.
And what Canadian was on Baywatch?
David Hasselhoff has the same birthday as me.
Nice.
But he's not Canadian, no, but Pam Anderson is.
Yes, so that is my Canadian connection. I could have just went with a Canadian who guest starred, but I wanted to find the Pam.
Okay.
Anderson, yeah. Do you want to talk about your Canadian connection right now or later?
I can get into it right now. It's not an easy one. I had to, you'll just hear it.
Okay.
So Richard DeForce did rap on this song. He was also in a band called Entrance. They were like a 90s.
Do I know of them? That sounds familiar.
Yeah, they did a song called, or a cover of Staying Alive.
Oh, yeah, that is how I know them, yep.
And they also did a song with Rod Stewart, a cover of Rod Stewart. Duh, you think I'm sexy.
Yeah.
But let's go back to Staying Alive. That won a Grammy in 1979 for Best Vocal Arrangement for Two or More Voices. I guess that was the Bee Gees in the song.
Yeah.
In 1979, Willie Nelson won two Grammys. Best Country Vocal Performance for Georgia On My Mind. Mm-hmm. And Best Country Performance by a Duo or Group with Vocals with Mama Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys with Waylon Jennings.
Okay.
Waylon Jennings was married to Jesse Coulter.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a hit called I'm Not Lisa. Side thing, number one on Canadian country singles charts, number six on Canadian pop singles, and number one on adult contemporary singles.
Okay.
Hi. So, also Faith Hill covered that song.
Mm-hmm.
Faith Hill was on Saturday Night Live in 2002. Although this person was not on the cast of 2002, Mike Myers was on Saturday Night Live.
Nice.
And Mike Myers was in Shrek, who is also Canadian.
Yes. That
And then I just found out that Mike Spike Scent, he did the mixing for this song, and he's worked with a lot of good people over the years, and he's worked with Arcade Fire on one of their songs. So and they're also from Montreal.
I also wonder if there was a Canadian, if we could have stopped this and saved ourselves some red string, if there was a Canadian who won a Grammy in 1979.
Well, I wanted to bring it, like, we had this hip-hop, and then I wanted to bring it back to country because of Tammy Wynette, and then I tried to find a connection with that, and yeah, it was a, that's how I came about it.
I tried the Star Wars reference with Hayden Christensen for a bit, but I forgot where I was going with that. And anyway, so they called her up and said, in Tennessee, and said, Tammy, stand by the jams. No, they asked her to be in the song, and she said yes. It kind of revived her career for a bit, and then they got other calls from, like, Neil Sedaka and Sweet to, like, revive their career, but they kind of disbanded soon after this in 1991.
Okay, yeah.
They did a lot of, like, they did, like, a little music here and there, and but they were best. They also did this thing in 1994 where they burned £1 million as kind of an art stunt.
Wow.
There's a whole bunch. That, like, when I looked up their name, that came up in the very first paragraph when I looked at both the guys. So, yeah, they're kind of like out there kind of guys. They kind of have some avant-garde ideas, if that.
Okay.
Some artsy ideas. Yeah. So that brings us to this song. What you think? Well, we'll talk about the song, but what you think of it?
I thought it was interesting. It had, like I said earlier, had this definitely country influence, this techno kind of beat going on.
Afrobeat too.
And it all just sort of meld into one nice song.
One 90s song.
Yes, 90s song. I guess that would be better.
I had never, ever heard anyone talk about this song. I remember I had it on a tape. I remember taping it from the radio.
Okay.
It was in junior high, I think. Yeah, that would track. I began years ago. I was like, what was that song? And I couldn't remember who the country singer was. I thought it was Loretta Lynn, but I finally found it. So it's kind of funny knowing, like, the history. They hijacked an ice cream van to promote this song, and they gave out free 99s, which is a type of ice cream, I guess, like an ice cream treat.
Okay.
Which is why they mention they hijack a ice cream van in the song.
Okay.
There's a lot out there about this. Moo Moo Land is a mythical land, think like Atlantis.
Mm-hmm.
But I just found knowing that kind of, knowing the Stand By Your Jams kind of brings the song into, it kind of makes some of the song make sense.
Okay.
If you're looking to make sense of the song.
No, I wasn't. I was not looking to make sense of this song at all.
Did you watch the video and did that help?
When I was watching the video, I was just reading all of Tammy Wynette's accolades.
Yep.
Scrolling across the bottom and through the sides of the screen. It was interesting to see that. So it took away from the video for me.
I couldn't read it. Everything was so fast. I couldn't read anything. So I just gave up.
I was clicking back on the song. So I just made sure I saw it all because her accolades are amazing. So
yeah, she was around for a while.
Yeah.
She's since passed on. Yeah, I loved the video. It was so out there. Did the people in the yellow ropes were actually ice cream cones, apparently. They don't mention who the women singers are. Couldn't find that out. The non-Tammy Wynette. And are they the real singers or were they just in the video? There's like an Illuminati kind of sign because that's how they got the name Ancients and Justified. Justified Ancients were this fake cult in a book, The Illuminatus, which was a trilogy series, which they got. Oh, so yeah. That kind of explained why there was like, the pyramid with, they actually had an ice cream van instead of an eye on it, which I don't know if you noticed that symbol. She's on her throne and it kind of has like Egyptian symbols. And yeah, it's quite the video. Yeah, I loved this song. I thought I would hear it and cringe, but no, this was one of those things. I think the 90s was out there for putting out stuff that didn't necessarily fit a box.
And that's right. Yes.
So this was 90s.
We found that with Kid Rock last week and now this week.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Kid Rock started a new box, but I don't really want to get into that. I don't think this did.
No.
And country dance crossover. There's probably other hits. If you know of any, write us.
Rednecks?
Yes. Yes.
That's the first one that comes to mind for me.
So this charted. It was number one for weeks and weeks and weeks. And it was off the slot for 1 week in New Year's of 1992 when Bohemian Rhapsody was re-released after Freddie Mercury's death.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But it wasn't. It was apparently big in other countries. It was big here. Like, it was on the charts here, but it wasn't. It was big in, like, Sweden.
I would say it's pretty big. It reached number 8 on the Canada Top Singles and number 1 on the Canada Dance Urban Hits.
Oh. I guess where I had only ever, where I didn't really remember it, that I thought it just didn't chart. I only read this fact about charts. I never look it up.
Oh, so just because it's not in your mind doesn't mean it's charted?
Exactly.
Okay.
But you're here to tell us otherwise.
Yes.
That's all? That's where you're going with that? Okay, that was it.
I don't know if you want other charting information.
Okay. Yeah, I'm happy with this choice.
Yeah, it was a good choice.
It was fun. It was different. It was not something I'd heard for a while. Something I actively had to go look up before, not just...
Uh-huh.
I wish it would come on the radio. I think it could. Could make a comeback.
I don't think it will.
I don't either, but it could on... I don't mean a comeback, but like on... things that play 90s music on radio stations.
Like, well, 90s. They only play like the top. There's only like 50 songs in the 1990s.
But I hadn't heard Ghetto Superstar on the radio for like really, but I've been hearing it more after it's been on our podcast. So
maybe the Calgary stations are listening to us.
Yeah, the 90s tune bump.
Yes, 90s. Definitely.
Yeah, probably they are.
Well, maybe we'll hear this song on the radio because I really like this song. Okay. We are doing Space Lord by Monster Magnet.
Don't know. Maybe.
Once you hear it, you'll be like, oh, okay, yeah, I know that song because I do play it occasionally. It's an awesome video game song.
All right.
Okay. So tune in next Friday or Saturday for that one. And tune in this Wednesday for Frank and Vanda are back on the podcast. And we're looking at Violator by Depeche Mode, which was really fun.
It's a good
fun.
Episode, yeah. So tune in. Listen.
Tune in, listen. That's what that means.
Well.
Listen.
I thought you would take a...
Listen.
Yes, just listen.
Goodbye.